60 seconds away from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, when you're a celebrity, it can get a little overwhelming when you meet fans out in the real world.
Are you referring to yourself again?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, don't get me wrong. It's nice to be appreciated.
Yeah.
But then they see you at dinner and immediately they want a few selfies, then an autograph, and then they want you to record a video that they can send to their grandma.
Yeah.
And then you record one and that wasn't good enough. Oh, that's it? I thought you were supposed to be funny. Can you record it again?
Yeah.
Can you spend 45 minutes recording videos for my grandparents?
Hey, do that one joke that you do.
Yeah.
Such a hard life you live.
That's why some stars like Jennifer Lawrence and Justin Bieber and Chris Pratt have taken a stance saying they won't do selfies. But apparently there's one famous person who's the complete opposite. I'm talking about Keanu Reeves.
Like
every story I hear about this guy, he's rad. Remember the story a couple months ago where he got stranded in the airport and he like arranged for a van pool for all the random people he was stranded
with?
And
he rode with them and hung out with them.
Well, a story is going viral about him today because I guess he went out to see a movie in theaters, probably his own movie.
Yeah, probably.
And a 16-year-old employee tried to secretly get his autograph by offering his employee discount if Keanu agreed to sign a release form for it.
That's kind of cute. Like some kids just dude, this is all I can do.
Yeah.
$1 off the popcorn, please.
Keanu rejected the offer, so he bought his ticket full price and then left. But a few minutes later, the teenager heard a knock at the box office door and he thought it was his manager, but it turns out it was Keanu Reeves holding an ice cream cone.
What?
And he said, quote, "I just realized you probably wanted my autograph, so I signed this." And then he handed the employee a receipt from the concession stand that had his autograph on the back of it.
That's so awesome.
And then Keanu threw his ice cream cone in the trash and walked away.
Whoa.
And the teen said, "I later realized that Keanu bought an ice cream he didn't even want just to get a receipt so he could scribble his autograph on it for some 16-year-old idiot."
That is cool.
It's so cute. I mean, I just love that guy.
I know.
I never knew I'd love him so
much.
And
he's so badass in his movies, but in real life, he seems like such a sweetheart.
It would have been better if the 16-year-old didn't want an autograph.
Yeah.
He was actually trying to get him just sign the form if you wanted to use the employee discount. Because like, I realized you wanted my autograph, so here. And the guy's like, "No, I actually didn't want your autograph at all." All right, let's get into the shock collar question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar this morning. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
Jubal.
Me. All right. I'm grabbing the shock collar while I put that on. Jeff, please read me the shock collar question of the day.
If you could travel to see anything in the world, what would you want to go see? A lot of people might say things like the Eiffel Tower in Paris, or the Northern Lights in Iceland, or SpongeBob's house in the bottom of the Pacific Ocean.
But Bikini Bottom.
What about the places right here in the United States? There's actually a lot to see here, and a recent survey asked Americans for the places in the U.S. that make their all-time travel bucket list. So say a number between 1 and 5, Jubal. I'll give you the answer for it.
3.
So 3 is going to see Niagara Falls. Mm-hmm. Now, with that in mind, you have to complete the rest of the top 5 in no particular order.
Dude, I feel like I can really help you on this.
Yeah,
my family has been doing all sorts of United States travel lately.
Yeah, and like the things we have here in the United States to look at are normally things that I wouldn't want to go see.
Yeah.
A lot of nature.
Yeah.
A lot of big holes and things, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, but
there's a grand one I hear about a lot.
The Grand Canyon.
The Grand
You should definitely
hole.
Put that on the list.
The falls are also a giant hole that water's going
yeah,
into.
Yeah, a lot of big holes.
But on the opposite side of that, Jubal, something that isn't a hole and totally not nature is Times Square in New York City.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to go to New York City.
Totally.
For sure.
I was just talking about that.
Yeah. Another one is the Old Faithful in Yellowstone.
Yeah, hole.
Yep, hole spits water. Really hot water.
I'm thinking of one that's, to me, it's the funnest of all of them is Disneyland. A lot of people say, I want to go to Disneyland.
I never think of theme parks like, but they are. They're places that people want to see.
And people come from all over the world to go to Disney.
I feel like Disney World would be more of a number one over Disneyland.
Yeah,
read the question one more time.
A recent survey asked Americans for the places in the United States that make their all-time travel bucket list. And I'm going to give you another hint. Say a number between 1 and 5. I'll give you another answer.
5.
5 is seeing Mount Rushmore.
Damn it. That was going to be
next.
Yeah.
Dang it.
So you have to complete now the top 5.
In no particular order,
No particular order.
Okay. Well, I'll go Grand Canyon.
Good
Grand
one. Canyon. Mm-hmm.
Times Square.
Yeah.
And I just need one more, right?
Yep.
Yep. Are you gonna do nature? Or are you gonna do like Disney World?
I'll do Disney World.
Yeah, I'm
over Old Faithful or
yeah.
Yellowstone. I'm trying to think of all these
Disney World.
Even yes. In DC, seeing the White House,
Half Dome, yeah. And Yosemite. The Washington Monument.
Yeah, okay. I got my three.
This is hard.
All right, you're saying Grand Canyon, Times Square, and Disney World.
Yeah.
A recent survey found the top five things in the United States that make people's all-time travel bucket list. I already gave you seeing Mount Rushmore and Niagara Falls. You just had to finish out the top five. They are number one, seeing the Grand Canyon.
Nice.
You got that one right.
That was you, okay.
Number two on the list is visiting Yellowstone National Park.
Oh.
That one you missed. And also the one that you did not get from this list is going to Las Vegas.
Oh, really?
Sin City. People want to do that before they die.
Over Disney.
Over New York.
All right.
Over New York.
I got it wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen. So sing that before I get shocked. Born in the USA. I was born in the US. Ow!
Very patriotic.
That was shock.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Moving 92.5.